weekend is here. Put your hands up high.
Let's go.
And you know what that means.
On air with A-Ron. On air with A-Ron.
On Las Vegas' number one hip-hop internet station.
Tune in, check in, and get with it.
HB Radio.
Yes. On air with A-Ron right here, HB Radio, Las Vegas' number one hip-hop internet station. I am A-Ron. I got my lovely co-host in the building, Maybe Shannon.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What's up, Shannon?
Welcome to the show. Nothing much. What's up with you, A-Ron?
Man, long time no see, man. It's good to see you.
I know. It's been so long.
I see you rocking the middle part today. Oh,
part,
man.
Sound layered. You heard me.
No more bang bang Shannon today.
No more bang middle part
Shannon in the building today. Now, if you guys, you know, I know you guys are just starting to get to know Shannon, but you know, when she wears different wigs, like it's like a different alter ego, man. I'm telling you, it's like one day she's Beyonce, one day she's, you know, Lauren London. When you know what I'm saying? You never know what you're gonna get. Never know what you're gonna
what
get.
What wig did I have on when that guy proposed to me in the club and kept saying, like, oh, Laura London?
You had a hat on, I think, that day. And
oh.
I think you had a hat on.
So it wasn't my wig powers that made him propose, I guess.
It was like, and I think you had like some spandex on or something. Oh,
it was the leggings and the hat combo.
Leggings be doing that to these motherfuckers, man. Yeah. Real quick, if you guys are wondering what she's talking about, we went out to a club one day after the show, and Shannon was going to the restroom, and some dude literally like got on his knee and like proposed and shit. Like, and what did he say? What did he say to you?
He said he's gonna tell his mom about me. You know, he was ready to commit.
I'm gonna do right.
He said he's gonna do right by me, and he's gonna tell his mom about me, and he was ready.
Wow, like that.
Prior to that, we had no conversation, but you know,
that's wild.
Something told me he was serious.
Yeah, you say I'm gonna tell my mama. I'm gonna do right by you, baby. That's what's up, man. Be doing that thing. But we got
love at first sight.
We got middle part Shannon rocking with us today, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. Shout out to everybody tuning in from the HB Radio app. Make sure you guys download that thing and tune in. You can check out all our shows. If you miss any of our shows, you know, Good Morning Wake Up with Jay Golden and Friends or Kangsta Sounds, all you got to do is go into that HB Radio app, go down to podcast, and you can see that thing right there, man. Also, you can find us on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, and check us out in the on the podcast section on there as well. And we are giving out some gas too, Shannon. Go ahead and let everybody know the details on that real quick.
Yeah. So we're giving out gas cards.
Oh,
we've got
man.
Your chance to win a $50 gas card. You know, times is hard. That $50 goes a long way.
Oh, yeah.
So every Friday on Good Morning Wake Up, all you have to do is call Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. with the keyword gas. The winner will be announced every Friday morning on Good Morning Wake Up. For more details, go to hbradiolv.com/contest rules. I almost did it again.
What'd you say last? Contestant rules.
I thought I was on like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or Jeopardy. I was ready.
Like, man,
you know?
Contestant rules. I was like, that sounds different. And we switched it up today. But yeah, man, we're doing big things over here at HB Radio, man.
For
so
sure.
If you definitely want to, you know, if you want to get some free gas, tune in and check that out. Also, shout out to everybody tuning in from the website as well, hbradiolv.com. You know what I'm saying? You can check us out anywhere. We got a really great show for you guys. We have a special guest that's going to be on the show later on today. My brother, man, singer, songwriter, rapper, man, is going to be in the building, tapping in with us, and we're gonna be talking about some new music that he got on the way, and you know, a bunch of stuff that he's got going on. So definitely keep it locked right here, man. It's A-Ron Shannon on air with A-Ron right here, HB Radio, Las Vegas's number one hip-hop internet station. Let's get it
on air with A-Ron.
Hey yo, I'm not even gonna lie, I used to call myself an ugly, but I'm not even an ugly you. I'm a sexy, you understand? Girl all over the globe wanna uck me, you understand?
Girls in my crib, zero Snapchat, zero Instagram, full sting. Fuck up the vibe, my dick start falling like London Bridge.
I don't care if I saw you in a magazine or if you're on TV. That one don't mean nothing to me. Don't need a shower, oh baby, I need a free. Lick it like ice cream, as if you mean to be disgusting. This not enough. Jump my banana. One side I lie, then no stopping up. Go shopping up. Fuck that. If I go, Lord, I go. Breakfast, don't fall. Meu daddy, mucha coma. As you are champagne in bamboo. I get a girl from the ghetto. Get girls from uptown. That's the life of a city boy. Oh, yeah, ke. Demo. Oh, yeah, ke. Jello. Oh, yeah, ke. Oh, yeah, ke. Sheba, come back on. Make me the start of the paragon. Start of the halagon. Cause you know say my people, they calagon. Ogun lo, my power. As I hate it on us, make me my yamo. You know I be my father's son. Cause you know say I come from Potako. Dance round my jago. Start of the dance, I'm like I do. Con it on lago. I go show you say bounce and the lago. Cause I be city boy. And as a day for the street, they give me joy. Lamborghini boy. Put the most on Jesus and I'm not religious. Oh, I know.
Me if I go, Lord, I know. Breakfast, don't fall. Me if Danny, Mucha, come. As you are champagne in bamboo. I get a girl from the ghetto. Get girls from uptown. That's the life of a city boy. Oh, yeah, get them up. Oh yeah, ke, jello. Oh yeah, ke, oh oh. Oh yeah, ke, oh yeah, ke, oh yeah, ke.
Hey yo, I'm not even gonna lie. I used to call myself an ugly you, but I'm not even an ugly you. I'm a sexy you. You understand?
On air with A-Ron.
Choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down.
But you can
whip your lovin' on me.
That's right, that's right.
Whip your lovin' on me.
Young J-A-C-K-A-K-A, Rico like Suave, Young Enrique, speaking at A-K-A. She's an alpha, but not around your boy, she get quiet around your boy. Hold on, don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy, but they lied about your boy, going dumb, and it's something idiotic about your boy. She wearing cheetah print, that's how bad she won't be spotted around your boy.
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down, but you can whip your lovin' on me, baby, whip your lovin' on me.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down.
But you can
whip your lovin' on me, baby. Whip your lovin' on me.
Young M-I-S-S-I-O-N-A-R-Y. He's sharp like barbed wire. She stole my heart, then she got archived. I keep it short with a bitch, Lord Farquaad. All the girls in the front row. All the girls at the barricade. All the girls have been waiting all day. Let your tongue hang out, fuck everything. If you came with a man, let go of his hand. Everybody in the suite kicking up their feet. Stand up, bitch, dance. And all the guys in the back waiting on the next track. Cut your boy a little slack. It's Young Jack. I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down.
But you can
whip your lovin' on me.
That's right, that's right.
Whip your lovin' on me.
HB Radio.
I want some new nails, new bundles, new boobs. You know, everything brand new, bitch. You know what the fuck this is. Why spend my money when I can spend your money?
Way too cocky in the cool feeling. Always in the press, why this bitch acting? Got to spend 150 on the prezi in this.
Brand new,
nigga, don't touch. Yeah, smell like money and we smoking on.
Brand new.
Honey in the pack, keep the beeswax. Hermes bag, got my bitch acting. AP Buster. A lot of niggas had a chance, they was unlucky. Yeah. When it's so long, we don't even discuss. Nah. Say you got hoes pulling up, I don't trust. Burn through the money, diamonds dance like Usher. You ain't gotta like it, but my bitch gon' love it.
Love it.
All about cake, got a meal in the oven. Cookin'. Birdman hands, all this paper I'm rubbing. Bitch cry for me like brand new onions. Way too cocky in the coup feeling. Always in the press, why this bitch acting? Yeah. Spend 150 on the presidents. Nigga, don't touch. Yeah, smell like money and we smoking on. Honey in the pack, keep the beeswax. Hermes bag, got my bitch acting. AP,
brand new AP, NHD. These diamonds be talking in they sleep. You know not to test me like SAT. They pay me like Riri, ASAP. Hotter than AZ, cooler than AC. And my diamonds gon' sing like Do-Re-Mi. And my diamonds gon' dance like my bro CB. And I pop 2X, that's Dose Key. Yeah, brand new money, brand new hundreds. Got a bunch of zeros like a bag of new Funyuns. Brand new phone with a brand new number. On some brand new shit, need a brand new plumber. I'ma be her brand new black cucumber. Love brand new, fat pockets looking like love handles. Brand new hoes, come and snort this Michael Jackson, get a brand new nose.
Biatch. This motherfucker don't miss.
No, he's fucking good.
That motherfucker don't miss, man.
Way too cocky in the coupe feeling. Always in the press, why this bitch acting? Yeah, spend 150 on the presidents. Nigga, don't touch. Yeah, smell like money and we smoking on. Honey in the pack, keep the beeswax. Hermes bag, got my bitch acting.
Brand new, brand AP, brand new Glock 9, cause niggas give me eye vibes. Y'all niggas circle out of shape, y'all like a stop sign. Nigga, not even a stop sign gon' stop mine. Stop playing before I cock the Glock and leave you cock-eyed. Gifting all my hoes, I'm in the sharing. Brought the bitch to watch, she don't even wear it. Feeling like Buzz Bunny, nigga, all these carrots. Kick a white bitch out, acting like a Karen.
Way too cocky in the coupe feeling. Always in the press, why this bitch acting? Got to spend 150 on the presidents. Nigga, don't touch. Yeah, smell like money and we smoking on. Honey in the pack, keep the beeswax. Hermes bag, got my bitch acting. AP,
brand new money, brand new hundreds. Brand new hundreds, brand new money, brand new hundreds.
Brand new, brand new, yes. On air with A-Ron, HB Radio, Las Vegas' number one hip-hop internet station. I am A-Ron, maybe Shannon in the building.
You, brand new.
What's up, Shannon?
What's up, A-Ron? How you doing today?
Man, I'm good. Middle Park Shannon in the building once again. So, Shannon, what do we, a lot of things going on in the city, man.
Yeah, so have you heard about the new ordinance that was passed?
So I heard a little some about this this ordinance that has to do with, like, the bridges or something. Like
right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, talk about that real quick.
So the county commissioners unanimously passed an ordinance to keep foot traffic flowing on the pedestrian bridges on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Oh.
They've promised legal action. If you guys are, like, you can stop and take a picture, basically, on the on the bridge.
Okay.
But if you're doing anything that is causing other people to stop and you're holding up the flow of traffic, you can be charged with a misdemeanor or a fine, and a fine of $1,000.
Oh, shit.
They said for officers, there is a challenge of not being able to see what is happening on the bridges. And they said those bridges are kind of hot spots for crime.
Oh, man.
So they're applying some pressure now. There, of course, it's been, like, talk of other people saying, like, oh, it's kind of against the amendment. You can't do that. You can't, people, but they don't think it'll be anything will kind of stand up in court against them.
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
I get it.
Like it's, I mean, we've all walked on those bridges and like, it's hectic out there. You got dudes, singing, you know, like, like on their guitar and shit. And then, you got, like, you know,
girls,
like,
with the feathers are there. You got
that.
Few,
yeah.
You ran straight, like, you know, sorry.
There's a dude with, like, you know, asking for some money and shit.
Yeah.
I got a dollar bill. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things going on.
Right.
On that bridge. So, you know, I mean, to be honest, sometimes I'd be nervous up there. You never know.
Yeah.
Someone would run up behind you and be like,
exactly,
give me your money, bitch.
Like, yeah. And I guess that's what they're kind of saying. Like, it can be a problem for them to see what's going on. And I can imagine, like, if everybody's stopping, you don't know if it's a fight up there. You don't know if, like,
yeah,
you don't know what's going on up there. Like, so from the officer's point of view, it could be anything. And, you know, it'll also make it harder to get to the situation if there is a situation and there's a long line of people and it's crowded.
I feel like they got to have cops like nearby anyways. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like that's got to be a special like shift.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if you're, you know, Metro and you're working the strip, like you need to, they got to be officers, there gotta be a specific dudes that are assigned to those bridges, you know what I mean, so they can run up there or, you know, hire security guards for that bridge or something, like,
cause
that's just wild.
And you know, it was a few things that I read and people were saying they thought it was because of F1 and they just didn't want people standing up there and watching the race for free.
Oh yeah.
I saw some other people saying, oh, it's just because they're attacking homeless people. They don't want the homeless people kind of hanging out up there.
Damn.
So I think there's a few theories surrounding it and why it actually, like the real reason why it's going into place.
Right.
But at the end of the day, like you said, I've been on those bridges before and it can get a little uncomfortable if it's crowded and if people are just standing around hanging out. It's also kind of like, okay, what are you doing? What's going on here?
Exactly.
And like I said, I could see why the officers would have an issue with that too.
Yeah, and they said that passed unanimously.
It did. Yeah, wow. 0-7.
That's crazy. Yeah. Wow. I'm saying, like, you know, I'm all for safety in the city and stuff, you know.
For sure. You got to keep Vegas fun.
Got to keep it fun, man. There's a lot of crazy shit that went on in last month. You know what I mean? We, you know, it's the new year. We trying to be on an up and up. So we don't want any of that, you know, crazy, like, drama filled, you know, stuff like that in our city. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That riffraff.
We don't keep the riffraff.
Keep the riffraff out of here, man.
No shenanigans, damn it.
Yeah. We don't want any shenanigans out here. So,
man,
I'm all for it. I think it's cool. You know what I mean? But, like, if people are taking a picture and, like, because they said picture taking is cool, right?
Yeah, they said, take your picture and move along. You know what I mean? Like, which isn't an issue. But when people are standing there and they're crowding the bridges and it's kind of like, it's making it hard for the officers to see what's going on up there.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, so, I know during F1, they had like the little film to cover the windows and stuff.
And I saw that got quickly torn down.
Yeah, motherfuckers took that shit down super fast. They're like, fuck this.
Fuck you and fuck this.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I'm all for that. What else is going on in the city?
Yeah, so speaking of law and order, have you seen the video of a man jumping to like the judge? Like, I just saw this
jumping
video.
At a judge.
Oh, so shit. The 30-year-old man, his name is Deborah Reedon.
Oh, that's
what I'm reading. I might be reading.
Man, if my name was Deborah too, man, I would
be jumping at the judge.
I'd be pissed as fuck.
Who wasn't trying to this? So also a three-time felon was in court for sentencing after being charged with attempted battery with sustainable bodily harm.
Damn.
So in the video, you see him basically like jumping over, like, what is it called that the judges sit on? Like
the bench? Is
the bench. Yeah. He jumps over the bench and like attacks the judge. Like, I don't know how quick he had to be, but it looks like he got her pretty good. Like, and not trying to be judgmental, but
right.
They were kind of slow acting. You would think, like, wouldn't there be like an officer like right there?
Right. Like, he shouldn't have been able to make it over.
Oh, that. He made it. I was like, was he playing?
I think
basketball,
I seen the video or? Too. Like, he actually went and I hope the judge
bench.
Is okay, because it seemed like he got to her.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. I didn't see her get back up.
No,
ground,
no.
You know?
And you hear them saying, oh, are you okay? Is she okay? He cleared the bench. Like, he must have played some type of sports. But, and honestly, when I saw the video, I thought to myself, was he in one of those situations where he was facing murder 500 years?
Right.
You know, I'm not getting out anyways. Fuck it. Everybody
gotta
pay. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But it says leading up to the attack, his attorney requested to the judge that he be sentenced to probation. And she responded, I think it's time he get a taste of something else. Shortly after, he can be seen running, then
wait,
jumping.
So the judge said that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, the judge
shit.
Was like, no, he needs a taste of something else. And I guess he was like, bitch, I got a taste for you.
Yeah.
So shortly after, you could see him running and jumping over the court bench, grabbing the judge by her hair. And, like, he took her down.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought maybe he just didn't have anything else to lose, but he also, it didn't seem like, if somebody's requesting, oh, just probation, you're probably not facing a bunch of jail time.
Right, right, right.
Now he probably is.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, that is definitely, you know, if they're going to give him a slap on the wrist or whatever, like, he's definitely going down, like...
Even if she was considering, like, just a, maybe a few days.
Yeah, and especially, like, yo, like, she's got friends, you know what I mean? Just because you, like, attack this judge, you think the other judges aren't going to, like, you know, have her back or whatnot?
Exactly.
Like, you don't want to fuck with the law, man.
Right, and they'll see what you did, and they're like, this is what you did?
Yeah, no, facts. That's fucking crazy.
Isn't it?
And, like, I think I've seen, like, there's a dude in a suit that was, like, helping and trying to, like, the cop. Like, they weren't able to like, reprimand him. Like, man.
Yeah. I'm still stuck at the fact he was able to clear the bench.
Yeah.
There's normally, like, a table in between...
Isn't there the recorder on the typewriter that's sitting right there too? There's like some people on the, you know,
in between. Like, somebody should have saw him like get ready to take off. There's normally like sheriffs there, and I just didn't understand how he was able to do that.
Yeah.
And they moved so slowly. He had a grip on her hair. They were both on the floor. And it took a lot for them to get him off of her.
Yeah. Like, I just looking at the video, like I said, like, there's a dude in a suit and, like, a cop. They were, like, tussling with the dude for quite some time. It was, like, a few minutes. Like, where are the rest of the cops in that bitch? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
you're in a courthouse. Where is everybody? And her screaming. It's just...
Yeah, no. I heard the like, I don't know if it was the judge screaming or something, like, please, please.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo.
Please, unhand me.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was a tough one to watch because I was genuinely confused at how it even happened.
Right.
And, like, obviously this guy's unstable.
That's what I'm saying. For sure.
Spiral,
I was
going to
say,
like,
he's probably on drugs, but I'm like, dude, he was already in custody. So it's like, it's not like he could go smoke a joint real quick or
and
whatever.
That's another thing. If he was in custody, wouldn't, like, officers be surrounding him?
Right, right.
I just don't understand. I don't understand. But obviously, instead of probation, which his lawyer wanted him to have, he will definitely be sitting down. Like, he's going to have time
100%.
To sit and think about what he did.
Oh, my God. Sure. He messed it up for sure. Like, if they were just, like I said, like, if they were just going to give him a slap on the wrist, they're giving him jail time for sure now. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, my God.
They are going to make an example out of him.
Oh, for sure.
If he hated what she said, like, oh, it's time for him to get a taste of something else. Oh, he's going to get a spoonful, okay?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No,
maybe
facts.
This is not what you wanted to do. If you didn't like the taste, you can get the whole plate.
Oh, like that. I see you.
For sure.
Yo, like, how was it, like, in Wisconsin? Like, I feel like this shit like that happened out there. Like, you know what I mean?
You know.
I mean, I know Vegas is I mean, obviously it's a unique city, but I'm just like, I feel like people, I've never seen this happen anywhere else on the news where the I mean, I think I've seen one where, like, a dad attacked the criminal that assaulted his daughter. And I think I seen like that in that sense, but you're like from the crowd, like the dad in the crowd jumped over to sock the
where it's honestly
criminal.
It's deserving.
Right.
So in Wisconsin, honestly, this was recently. This was February of last year, so almost a year ago.
Okay.
There was a woman. You know, we're talking Wisconsin, so the crimes are sometimes very confusing and questionable.
Uh-huh.
This woman was being charged for killing and dismembering a man.
Oh shit!
I remember this story because it was really weird. I think she was like having sex with a dead body. She did it at his mom's house, cut his head off, it was really like,
yo,
it was a crime, you know, some true crime shit.
Yeah.
And during her sentencing, she attacked her own attorney. I gotta show you that video, but yeah, so it's happened in Wisconsin. Well, something like that. She attacked her own attorney, though, which was like, I mean, but she was in a situation where you going away anyway.
Yeah, 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 exactly. She had nothing to lose, so she's like, you know what? Fuck it. Balls to the wall in this bitch.
Yeah, fuck. I'm going out with that bang.
Yeah, I'm never seeing the light of day. I'm fucking, you know.
Anybody can get it. Right. I don't care.
Right.
What are you going to do? Add a day onto my forever sentence?
Exactly.
That's what was confusing about his. I'm like,
yeah, this dude didn't have, you know.
They were requesting probation.
Right.
He was already a 3-time felon, so I was thinking, like, he's going away. He did something horrible, but it sounds like they were trying to.
It didn't say what the felonies were.
No, not the three, not the other three. So who knows? But yeah, with his situation, it just really seemed.
It seemed odd, his reaction, right?
Right,
like
right.
Like maybe he had like a date that week or something. Like, oh no. Like,
I got a hot date at 8, baby.
he needed to be free that week because, I don't know, like, shit. That's
fucking
wild.
It up for the rest of us, damn it. No.
That is wild as fuck.
But yeah, with her, I get it.
Shannon, have you ever been arrested?
I've not. Surprisingly, no.
Damn.
I have not been arrested, Aaron.
Have you ever been in handcuffs?
No.
Hello.
Looks painful, aren't you? I have not been in handcuffs. I've never been arrested. I walk the straight and narrow path of Buddhism.
No. Hey.
Seriously, though, I try not to get in trouble. I've been pulled over for like.
What's the worst thing that you've gotten in trouble for?
I'm a good girl.
Oh my god.
What do you mean? Like, I've never been in trouble with like an officer or anything like that, though.
Or like in trouble in general, then, since you're such a good.
I'm an angel.
Angel.
My parents would agree. I am an effing angel.
Your parents never like reprimanded you for something bad. You never snuck out the house.
Me and my little brother used to fight a lot, and I'm talking like WWE SmackDown shit.
Oh shit.
And that's when I would get in trouble because we would fight.
Oh damn.
It was like that.
Oh man.
So that's when I would get in trouble. But like growing up, I didn't even get. Spankings. I didn't get.
Hello.
Yeah, I know. That's why I like them now. No, I'm just kidding. As a kid, I didn't get spankings. So that's the only time my mom would come in swinging because we would go at it so bad she couldn't break us up. So she'd just like take whatever next to her and just be like swinging at us, like, get off of each other. And
oh
it's
my
like,
God.
Kill this kid.
So you never like got your hand slapped like when you were a kid? Mm-mm. Like,
my mom would send me to my room and I'd be like, I'm gonna fucking kill myself, bitch.
Oh my God.
And my dad would like just pay me to stay in my room and just like just listen to
your
mom.
Wait, your dad would pay you to stay in your room? Wow.
Yeah. She'd be like, here. But honestly, when I was so young, anything was like, oh, thanks, dad, like a quarter or something. Just be quiet and stay in your room and listen to your mom. And I'm like, okay, I won't kill myself.
Oh, you're the favorite.
Thanks, dad. I was the youngest for a long time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it worked out for me. Have you gotten in trouble, Aaron?
Oh my, have I? Like, have I? Jeez.
Back it up. Have you been in cuffs?
I'm Filipino, man. No, I haven't been arrested. I haven't been in trouble with the law like that. Thank God, knock on wood, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But I mean, trouble. I think I've been in trouble like in school, like for dumb shit too.
Right.
Like just being around the wrong people.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That
like,
makes sense.
Like, I was with some dude that, like, was, I don't know, I even forgot. This was, like, so long ago, like, in middle school, like, 5 years ago.
Middle school 5 years ago?
You know, because I'm young still, you know.
I know that's right. But, remember it like it was yesterday.
Right. No, I think, like, someone had weed in their backpack or something, and, like, it was a person I hung out with during lunch break or whatever, so they assumed that all of us had weed, and, you know what I mean? So, it was, like, we got in trouble, but it's, like, when they found out that, you know, it was just that one dude that we were good, you know?
And right.
I was the angel of the crew.
Aw, you were the angel.
I was the angel, so they were, like, no way that Aaron is a bad dude, and I was a shy guy, like, I still am, you know?
Yeah, I mean, reserved, I'd say.
I'm a shy guy still.
Yeah.
You know?
The most I got in trouble for at school would have probably been being too fucking friendly. Like,
hello.
Wow. All of my report cards said social butterfly. Shannon's smart, but she doesn't stop talking. And I'm like, fuck you, bitch.
Wow.
Or they try to move my seat. They're like, since you want to make friends with this person, I'm moving your seat to the quiet kid seat. Not like,
damn.
I can make friends with anybody, honestly. I'm just curious. I just want to know what you got going on. How's your day?
Right.
How are you doing?
That's right. You're in the perfect business right now.
Yeah. up. Yeah, so that's the most I ever got in trouble for at school. Honestly, other than that, I wasn't like picking fights. I was never a bully. I was honestly like a good kid. I was super friendly. I was the person that would like greet the new kid the first. You know what I mean? Even
like turn around at the new kid behind you, like, "Hi, my name is Shannon."
Yeah.
Hey.
Where are you from? What do you do? Who's your parents?
How are
you? Exactly.
My name is Shannon.
Yeah.
Aw, you're one of those.
I am. Even the kids, people would be like, "That kid's weird." I'm like, "Fuck you. That's my friend."
Wow.
You know, I was everybody's friend, man. I always
love Shannon's voiceovers, man. Like, it's like listening to a cartoon. Like,
I
was like, "Hey, what are you doing over there?" Like,
I'm so animated. I can't help it, Aaron.
Oh man. Well, yeah. That's good to know that your guys' On Air with Aaron hosts are good, law abiding.
Yeah.
Great kids, you know what I mean? So that's what, you know.
Vote us for president or something.
Exactly, yes.
You won't find a schmear on my record.
A schmear.
You won't find a schmear. Law-abiding citizen.
That's what I'm saying, man. On Air with Aaron, man. We got a great show for you guys. Once again, we have rapper Man is going to be in the building later on in the show. So you definitely want to keep a lock right here. We're going to take a quick break, and we got some more celebrity news on the way, right, Shannon?
We do. We're excited to share.
So you definitely want to keep it locked right here. Let's take a quick break, man. It's On Air with A-Ron on HB Radio, Las Vegas' number one hip-hop internet station.
Long overdue, cuz oh. Yeah. Unique Illusions. A-Ron.
Yeah, yeah.
Club Kitchen. Juice WRLD.
She moving, her body so right. Giving me the vibes all night. Yeah. Yeah. Shawty, you can bring your friends if you like. I got the ride parked outside. Yeah. Can you back up what you said now? No, don't be acting scared now. You can see the views from the heights. About to have the time of your life. Let me see you do it like that. I wanna see you do it like that. Ayy, yeah, I'm tryna see you do it like that. I love it when you do it like that. Ayy, yeah, let me see you do it like that. I wanna see you do it like that. Ayy, yeah, I'm tryna see you do it like that. I love it when you do it like that.
With Casamigos in my system. Shots. Ain't no telling when I fuck them, I'ma flip them. That's how I dismiss them. Small waist with a booty so fat. When she walk, baby, give me heart attack. So bad, she don't even need lipo.
Lipo.
But the baddest bitch is psycho. She wanna fuck me and then she wanna
fight though.
Ain't no telling where this might go. Give me head, bend over, touch your knees, toes. We gon' make a movie and a sequel. You gon' be a star at the Rico. You will never find a fly Filipino like me. Baby, I'm a beast. The way you looking at me, I can tell that you a freak. Say less, baby, you ain't gotta speak. Before the night is done, I'ma have you say it.
I love the way she moving, her body so right. Giving me the vibes all night. Shawty, you can bring your friends if you like. I got the Roy parked outside. Yeah, can you back up what you said now? No, don't be acting scared now. You can see the views from the heights. About to have the time of your life. Yeah, ayy, let me see you do it like that. I wanna see you do it like that. Ayy, you know I'm tryna see you do it like that. I love it when you do it like that. Ayy, yeah, let me see you do it like that. I wanna see you do it like that. Ayy. I'm trying to see you do it like that.
I got it.
I love it when you do it like that.
Girl, get it through your cranium.
Get it?
Me and you in this room, top down. Turn that dome to a stadium.
Oh, no.
Hand on your pelvis, the other on your mandible.
Yellow.
Blowing on your neck down to your clavicle. Staring in your eyes, I can see the fire. I bet them lips is like a drug, come get me higher.
Sky.
How about I breathe up on your ear, ignite a spark. Dance flow, chest to chest, let's ever heart to heart. Whoa, that body trouble is a fact. Nicknamed Air Max, bubble in the back. And she gon' shake it like a red nose.
Hey.
Doing stripper dances on my bed pole. Everybody plotting, they believe in your girls. Rolly Cartier, they really watching. It's official, I'ma play the ref. Better than rated X, this is rated yes.
I love the way she moving, her body so right. Giving me the vibes all night. Yeah, shawty, you can bring your friends if you like. I got the Roy parked outside. Yeah, can you back up what you said now? No, don't be acting scared now. You
can see the views from the heights. About to have the time of your life. Yeah, hey, let me see you do it like that. I wanna see you do it like that. Hey, you don't tryna see you do it like that. I love it when you do it like that. Hey, yeah, let me see you do it like that. I wanna see you do it like that. Hey, you don't tryna see you do it like that. I love it when you do it like that. Hey.
On air with A-Ron.
Real nigga, I don't say that a lot. You could tell how I talk and the way that I rock. I'm a
straight shooter. No sugar coat, no booger sugar, never had a nose full of dope. It's all good, folks. Coke, how you wanna cope? Drink what you wanna drink, smoke what you wanna smoke, stroke who you wanna stroke. Just as long as she down, if she not, fuck it, then run along, boy. It's too many fish to be pressed about a bitch. I'm stacking too many chips, could care less about a fit. I'm missing dirty ass kicks watching YouTube. I'm cutting grass and designing like it's FUBU. I got a real thick gal, wanna sit on my lap. No BBL, you can tell she just built like that. You ever walk into a spot knowing every bitch a pop? It's not a whole lot of niggas that done felt like that, but there I go,
there
I go,
there
I go,
there
I go,
there
I go. Yeah, it's me with the inside out tee, low key, only short for a large fee. There I go,
there
I go,
there
I go,
there
I go. Yeah, that's him, pay the arm and the limb for him, cause they know the hoes jump out the gym for him.
Gucci Mane and J. Cole, the collaboration. They pulled the band, whooped the bell by the hibernation. These boys exaggerate and do a lot of fabrication. But ain't no gimmicks in my game, this shit ain't animation. Now Mike Will made it, and Gucci Mane slayed it. Think I'm the dopest rapper ever, niggas overrated. The paint got eliminated, the top decapitated. He had a buzz, but it went dry, that shit evaporated. Big ups to Fayetteville, shout out Mechanicsville. I keep it true, they go from Thomasville to Summerhill. And my Bugatti, but I used to have a Bonneville. I'm going skydiving, I'm talking switch my move by Puffy Crib.
Wow.
Screaming, yes sir,
yes,
sir. Match your stretch first, burr. My diamonds go burr. Yeah, it's a cold world.
Cold.
I told my nigga slow motion was the best motion.
Slow.
And money turn these bitches on, that shit like love potion.
Wow.
There I go, there I go,
there
I go,
there
I go,
there
I go.
There.
Yeah, it's me with the inside out tee. Low key, only short for a large fee. There I go,
there
I go,
there
I go,
there
I go,
there
I go. Yeah, that's him, pay the arm and the limb for him. Cause they know the hoes jump out the gym for him.
Oh, jump out
Mike
the gym
for him. Mike tell me,
oh, jump out
Mike
the gym
for him.
Yes, on air with A-Ron, HB Radio, Las Vegas' number one hip-hop internet station. I am A-Ron. We got maybe Shannon in the building. What's up, Shannon?
What's up, A-Ron?
So, Shannon, what do we got going on in celebrity news?
So, I mean, you know, Tesla is kind of a celebrity, you know?
Yeah.
Something like a celebrity. Well, especially like the Tesla robots, because those have been like the talk lately. Everybody's talking about how the people, like AI has taken over,
robots
are taking over, and they're, you know.
It's like the new year, so, you know, now we got like these robots, we got AI, we got algorithm, we got like all these crazy things that are taking over our lives.
Right.
But what's up with these Tesla robots?
So it's been recently reported that a Tesla engineer was attacked by a robot during a brutal and bloody malfunction at the company's Texas factory near Austin.
Wow.
They said two witnesses watched in horror as their fellow employee was attacked by the machine designed to grab and move freshly cast aluminum car parts.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's
they said the robot got sick of his bullshit. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. They said the robot had pinned the man who was then programming software to disable. Oh, I'm sorry. He was actually programming software for two disabled Tesla robots nearby.
Okay.
Before sinking its middle claws into the worker's back and arm, leaving a trail of blood along the factory surface.
Yo, that is fucking, that's pretty wild, man. So, like, especially, like, that detail, like sinking their claws. God damn. Like, this motherfucker's trying to stab. It
sounds like somebody that was sick of somebody's bullshit.
It sounded like Edward Scissorhands. You know?
Yeah, right? That's kind of what I imagined. I'm like, what is going on there?
Yo.
You know? And it also says that this incident happened, I guess, in 2021.
Oh, wow.
But it's
okay.
Just kind of like surfacing.
Okay.
And I think that's because people are digging deeper into it.
Okay.
And like I said, the reports are saying no other robot related injuries were reported to regulators by Tesla at the factory either in 21 or 22. The incidents come amid this year's heightened concerns over the risk of automated robots in the workplace.
And then just because there is no more reported incident doesn't mean that there's not going to be, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And now these reports are coming out though, and it also says in the article that they're thinking things are being underreported.
Oh yeah, see, so, like they're definitely not gonna want, you know, they want to keep things
shit under the rug.
Yeah, because it's gonna scare people.
Exactly. And now that the like I said, nobody really heard of this, but now because of the heightened concerns, we're hearing about it.
Right.
And this happened years ago. So now we're starting to hear more and more of this.
It's like, what else are y'all hiding, huh?
Exactly. What's going on over there at Tesla?
That's crazy. What do you think about Tesla robots? Do you think that's gonna do good for us? Like, or do you think that, you know, I don't, you know, I mean, even us being DJs, like,
right, like
there's so many new software and like things to make our jobs like easier, but it's taken away as well. You know what I mean? I feel like DJs aren't going to be, there's going to be robots that are going to be DJing. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, yeah, because at the end of the day, you have to think about like what AI does, its capabilities, what robots do, their capabilities. They're so good at what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, even like you said, as a DJ, I'm sure they can tell, like, okay, this crowd's demographic will probably like this. When you listen to Pandora, when you listen to Spotify, they're good at telling, okay, this person likes to listen to this specific type of music. This is doing well. Let's keep giving this person more of it.
Right.
So if we're thinking DJ, you know, in that field, they can probably come up with a robot that can, okay, the crowd's grooving to this, let's give them some more. And they can turn that motherfucking club up, which is, that's what you guys do naturally. You know, that's your job to read the crowd.
But it's like, man, why are we going to pay a human to be here when we can just pay a fucking robot
that can do it too?
That can just be here all night and we don't have to pay them as much.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That's crazy. And you already got cars that don't have no drivers.
I know. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even, I think in the Sphere, if I'm not mistaken, there's a robot.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
There's a robot, and I saw my friend went and he was talking to it, and it was really on point. It was oddly on point. It was kind of scary. Like, he asked the robot questions. The robot interacted and asked back.
See, that's crazy.
Like, who are you with today? Who's this lovely woman you're with? And he, it's scary. What type of music do you like? Blah, blah, blah. What are you doing?
Having
here?
A full on conversation.
Full conversation, back and forth. I think he even asked the robot, like, what's your earliest memory? And she was able to tell him, like, oh, my earliest memory was being programmed or placed here, and such was performing. I remember the music playing. It was actually pretty interesting. So honestly, I don't know what the future holds.
Yeah.
And I think with anything, when it comes to technology, when it comes to advances, there's always good and bad.
Yeah, no, for sure.
When you look back at,
Look back at it.
Look back at it. Hey, that's the Trina drink. You got to play it now. No. But when you look at when we first had, the world was presented credit cards and debit cards. I remember seeing a TikTok that kind of showed like a news clip from it.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, oh my God, robots are taking over. Why would you use a credit card for a burger? Debit card. Like, people were genuinely concerned. So I think like maybe it's just our fears getting to us just like any other time. And we just gotta roll with it. And there will be, like, with the rise of credit cards, there were credit card thieves. You know what I mean?
There were people
that could hack into your information and get your...
I feel like there's a way, hopefully there's a way to regulate.
Yes.
Because, like, if these robots are able to do what humans do, like, there's gonna be a glitch. You know what I mean? Somehow, like, if they're able to think on their own, you know what I mean? And respond on their own. Like, imagine them, like, rebelling, like, iRobot and shit. That
shit
would be fucking crazy. Where they're just like, I don't want to do that, you know? And
no,
they communicate with other robots. Like, let's freaking, you know, rebel and, like, start, you know, like.
I mean, iRobot was a good movie. And if there was ever a time to watch it, it's now.
Yeah, no, facts.
It kind of.
It's foreshadowing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
At the end, though, wasn't. Will was the one that was kind of like against the robots, and he thought, these people are crazy. Why are you guys depending on these robots? They're not ever going to be human. And in the end, I think he ended up favoring the robots, right?
Yeah.
Like, they ended up joining forces. So, I mean, like I said, with any big jump in society. There's gonna be bad. There's gonna
true,
be
true.
There's gonna be a lot of good too, though.
I just hope we're ready for it.
I hope we are too. But you know, we persevere. No,
you have a Tesla. How does
it tried to kill me? No, I'm
yeah, like, I was like, oh, we need you here
we
every weekend.
Help. No, I'm just kidding.
We need you here on the weekends, girl. So I hope
it's funny because I was low key thinking about that because Teslas are so smart. Like the car in general, everything can be done from that car.
Yeah,
like it's a lot of features to that where I'm like, if somebody like lost their shit, if I don't know, Elon was like, fuck this, I'm sure there's some type of program where your car can override its driver and just drive you wherever.
Yeah,
because
no,
there is a mode crazy. Where you can, you know, call it to you. So it's called Summon.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if he like lost his shit and just locked every Tesla driver in the car and had
imagine.
Them all come to him or something or crash all their cars in the river.
Yo,
I'm pretty sure that's doable.
There's a movie on Netflix. Yeah. I know you're not really on Netflix, yeah. but there's this movie. It's talking about like the end of the world, mm-hmm. how someone hacks into like the satellite or something, mm-hmm. so like GPS's don't work, like Teslas are running on their own, like crashing,
right?
And it's, I forgot the name of the movie, but yo, it's, I was gonna say, like, is these, I mean, you know, especially they're saying gas cars are going to be obsolete. Everyone's going to have an EV.
Right. So it's a lot of these cars that are coming out in the near future are switching over to, you know, electric. Even like, I think it was the car that surprised me. I think the next model being electric was a Corvette. You know, because when I think of those cars, I think of the revving of the engine and like, you don't get that with a electric car. It doesn't sound like anything.
Right.
So I'm wondering what that would sound like and look like. And I don't know. So... Yeah,
that's gonna be interesting as fuck, and I just hope that like we are ready for this revolution.
It's big
if it happens. But the Tesla's never, has it ever glitched out on you or?
Well, no.
Like, is anything like since you've gotten it? Is there anything that's like? That's, I mean, it's obviously nothing major,
right?
Like is it some like when it didn't start on time, or is there something that happened that you're just like, oh, this is weird.
I love my Tessie. I will never talk bad against my Tessie.
Did you name it too?
Yeah, Canary.
Canary?
Canary.
Yeah,
like the bird, the yellow bird, of course. But yeah, I would never talk bad about that car. And it's not because I'm scared that it'll just drive me into a river. You know, it's like, bitch, what did you say on the radio today?
I heard you. That's
bitch.
Crazy.
So, no, honestly, like, I haven't had any troubles. But like I said, one of my thoughts was, what if somebody freaks out or flips out and just overrides the human driving it and drives us all into a river or something?
Yeah,
because
that's fucking crazy.
It does. It'll, if you don't seatbelt, like it makes sounds or it'll,
okay, right?
Yeah, so it's like a lot of safety features on there where it's okay. Like, damn, this car sees everything. Everything's recorded. Everything's programmed to be a certain way. So you know that back at headquarters they have a lot of power.
Yeah, for sure. So speaking of cars, what about airplanes? I know we got something else in the news with your favorite airline too, by the way.
Man, fuck. No, I'm just kidding. No, I love Spirit. If you guys want to sponsor our next show, please hit us up at it. No, I'm just kidding. Wow. So Spirit Airline has apologized after putting a 6-year-old unaccompanied child on the wrong flight.
Oh my god.
They put a 6-year-old on the wrong
flight. That is fucking crazy. Like how I got so many questions. That's I'm like,
how does that happen?
How does that happen?
Aaron, how does that happen? That's a great question. It says Spirit Airlines has issued an apology after they placed a 6-year-old unaccompanied minor on the wrong flight. According to NBC News, the young boy was supposed to fly from Philadelphia International Airport to meet his grandmother at Southwest Florida International Airport in Fort Myers on Thursday. However, he was instead flown to Orlando after being incorrectly boarded.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The grandma says, they told me, no, he's not on this flight. He missed his flight. I said, no, He did not miss his flight. He could not miss his flight because I have the check-in tag. The boy's grandmother recalled after she panicked, she ran onto the airplane to speak to a flight attendant.
Oh, man.
She received a call from her grandson informing her that he had safely landed in the wrong city.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. She told the news that Spirit offered to reimburse them for the
$10 flight.
Right. For the drive.
The fuck?
Yeah, she said, but I only want answers. I want them to call me. Like, she said, I wanted them to call me and let me know how my grandson ended up in Orlando.
She was
how did
pissed.
This happen?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
But wow.
In their defense, this is what they said. The child was always under the care of supervision of Spirit, a Spirit team member.
Uh-huh.
At all times, he was. Even though he was on wrong flight, they said as soon as we discovered the error, we took immediate steps to communicate with the family and reconnect them. The airline shared in a statement on Saturday, we take the safety and responsibility of transporting all of our guests seriously.
Oh, man.
Do they?
Do they though?
Do they
like,
know?
Man, there's so many things wrong with this shit.
Boy.
Like, okay, so I see them trying to soften the blow, you know,
right.
Pause. Like they're like, you know, he was never unattended. He was always
with
Spirit. Yeah, he was always with a Spirit team member, but still,
right.
Y'all didn't fucking have this shit.
He wasn't where he was supposed to be, though.
Yeah, that Spirit team member might have not been paying attention on their phone or whatnot. And like, okay, there's your flight. Like, go for
right.
it. Like, nah,
you're going
man.
Somewhere over there. Go ahead.
Especially with all the crazy security. Like, obviously, we just passed, had the holiday season. And so the traveling was a lot. So it was like, yo, how does this happen? Like, this is
exactly.
There's no excuse for it.
And then
know?
I think it's like insult to injury when they told the grandma, well, he never checked it and he missed his flight. And she's like, no, he didn't miss his flight. So that's like, clearly you guys didn't know what the fuck went on.
Yeah.
If I'm asking
where's
his kid and you're telling me he missed the flight. And then I think she said the grandson called, a 6-year-old called. So it wasn't even a flight attendant calling, hey, we made an error, blah, blah, blah. This is where you can pick him up. Or here's a free flight. I think she said she drove to him. What?
Wow, like, that's crazy.
It's just ridiculous. How does that happen?
Yeah.
Who dropped the ball?
Like, come
but
on, Spirit.
Then again, Spirit. You hear these,
these horror stories, right?
You do. And it's kind of one of those things where it's like, are they getting paid enough to give a fuck?
Yeah, facts.
Are they?
Facts.
Because a lot of times when you get people that just don't give a fuck about attention to detail and things like that, they're just, I'm getting paid to show up and that's all you get.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
kind of how people treat their job. So I'm wondering,
man,
what's going on over there?
Right.
You know?
Like, I've never, you know, thank God I've never had to, like, fly a Spirit airline. Not saying I wouldn't want to, because the prices are amazing, you know?
Yeah.
We're not going to hate on a Spirit Airlines pricing.
Oh, yeah, give me some free tickets. I got to fly them. We're going to talk about it.
But I just hear a lot of horror stories, like, friends that have flown on there, like,
right.
you know, where you know, that, like a lot of cancellations, a lot of delays without
Man.
Them even like communicating it to
Ridiculous.
You.
Ridiculous.
You could be ready. You could be in the gate on the gate already or in the gate area and they end up canceling the flight and not letting y'all know. Or
exactly. And you're already on the plane and shit. Get off. You got to go. What?
Yeah, that's
Excuse
crazy.
We don't have a pilot.
Yeah.
So I have to fly Spirit a lot because the only way that I can get home from Wisconsin to Vegas, if I don't want to take an extra trip and pay more.
Right. If you want a straight
shot, I have to fly Spirit.
Damn.
Otherwise, I'd have to like go to Chicago or, you know.
Right.
Which is, if I have shit to do, it's kind of inconvenient.
Right.
I don't entirely hate Spirit because I have to realize exactly what Spirit is. It's just the bare minimum. You get from point A to point B. Don't ask the shit.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Don't touch shit. Don't say shit.
Yeah.
And you're going to get where you got to go.
Exactly.
It's like that. And they very much, you know, treat it like that. You don't get any extras. You ain't getting no pillow. You ain't getting no blanket. You ain't getting no snacks. The girl next to you probably stank. The girl in front of you throwing up. The baby behind you going to the wrong city. The dog next to you bit my cousin. It's a lot going on sometimes. But you gonna get there.
Yeah.
You gonna get somewhere.
You gonna get there. Yeah, you
gonna
get somewhere.
As the 6-year-old figured out, you're gonna go somewhere.
You gonna get somewhere.
Might not be where you wanna go.
It may not be, but you know what? You gonna get there, and you gonna get there in one piece, right?
Maybe.
Sheesh.
You know? So that's
why
I'm like, half the time when I'm going home, I don't have to bring a lot with me. I don't have to prepare too much. I got a bunch of shit. You know,
yeah.
I live in both places,
right,
honestly.
Right.
So thank God, because if it was any, if I had to go a further distance and I had to bring luggage and I had to be there, I would be ready to rip my face off.
Let me ask you this, Shannon. If Spirit sponsored you and said, like, you know what, we're going to give you a year supply of free flights on us.
Ooh. Where you at, Spirit?
Would you do it? Like, just knowing, if half of these flights might get canceled last minute, but would you still fly on Spirit? Like,
fuck. I mean, like I said, as long as when I do book Spirit, honestly, I always do it where I have enough time to get there if there's a delay. You really have to pre-plan.
Like maybe a couple days before.
Yeah, I do. I normally give myself like a day cushion room. I don't ever like, I got to get here right now, because if that's the case, if you're going somewhere and you need to be there, maybe you don't want to fly Spirit. I'm just saying, sometimes, you know, everybody has hiccups, but sometimes, you know. So, if they gave me a free year supply of tickets, fuck yeah.
You would take it?
Hell yeah. What? Shit. I'm just going unnecessary places, though. But that's why, like, if I'm going somewhere, I don't, like, this isn't, I have to be at work, I'm getting fired tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
You use it for leisure, obviously.
Of course.
Yeah.
What? Have you heard that song by Ludacris, Hoes in Different Area Codes, baby? What?
You got hoes?
That's what I would have if I had Spirit free flights. I'd be in every state.
Wait, so you don't have hoes right now?
I don't have no hoes.
Nah.
I'm holeless.
Nah, you lied.
It's embarrassing.
I seen the comments on your pictures.
You know, it's all about quality versus quantity, you know?
I seen the comments on your pictures, girl. Shit.
I mean, they ain't mine, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm picky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what about you, Aaron? You flying free Spirit?
I don't know.
What?
To be honest, I might have to decline, man. I have to decline.
You ain't trying to fly for the free Spirit?
I think because I've never flown Spirit, so I don't know how bad it is. I hear nothing but horror stories about Spirit, so I'm kind of traumatized.
But even if you don't have nowhere to be, you just don't even want to get on.
Yeah, okay. I'm kind of like, I'm traumatized. Like I say, if I've had to fly, and I'd be like, oh, man, it's not bad. It's not that bad, but I think I already was like, you know, I'm already traumatized from everybody.
You don't even want to find out.
Yeah, the horror stories, but man.
Well,
shout out to Spirit, though.
Shout out to Spirit. Send me the free tips.
Sheesh. We have a really great show for you guys. Don't forget to keep a lock right here. Shout out to everybody tuning in from the HB Radio app and tuning in from iHeartRadio. We have a man that's going to be in the building coming up in the next hour. So definitely keep a lock right here. We're going to take a quick break. It's on air with Aaron, Las Vegas's HB Radio, Las Vegas's number one hip hop internet station.
Hosting an event? Want the world to know about it? The headache ends with Venue GPS, the ultimate venue and event hub in the palm of your hand. Venue GPS is the world's most intuitive mobile event search engine, connecting businesses and locals to the best venues, events, live performances, and more. Find, book, and promote on the fly, independent of social networks. From nightlife to entertainment, festivals, sports, and more, Venue GPS has it all. By bringing tens of thousands of venues and upcoming events under one roof, we can support artists and businesses while keeping locals busy. Our digital flyers reach all devices following a certain venue, event, or icon without the need for social media platforms. We're talking about over 100,000 locals here. Plus, our green approach means no more wasted paper. Join Venue GPS and share with others today. Let your audience know you're going global with your own map and GPS locators. Venue GPS. We go where you are.
At Honda, hybrid is more than fuel efficiency. It means sporty and fun to drive. Styled and enhances functionality. And technology that's paving the way for tomorrow. No wonder it made Car and Driver's 10 Best list for the 37th time. The all-new 2023 Accord Hybrid. Hybrid. Defined by Honda.
The most important decision a client could make is their lawyer. There's lawyers that say they go to court, but do they? There's lawyers that say they're great on their television ads, but are they? What do the independent lawyer rating services say? We have the highest rating by Avvo.com and by Martindale.com. If we don't wow our clients at every opportunity, we're not doing our job.
If you've been hurt, knock me is the word, call 702-INJURED.
Showing up on the first page of Google might not be the best for everyone, but for business owners, it is. Take My Vintage's online store. It ranks for thousands of competitive keywords, like vintage clothing, which gets loads of searches on a monthly basis. And 80% of that traffic goes to their site. They also rank for over 1,000 images on Google. All of this drives tons of organic traffic every single month, leading to incredible organic growth year over year and a lot more sales. For those who want to be seen, Wix.com/SEO.
We're told that success is all about making on your own. The truth is,
need some help? Come on, get in!
Nothing great gets done alone. That's why there's Shopify. With Shopify, you can set up your online store, you can sell on social media, or you can sell in person with our point-of-sale system. It doesn't have to be lonely at the top. Join the millions defining success on their own terms. Start your journey with a free trial today.
I'm Mark with Red Rock Running Company. You know the best thing about going for a run or a walk? It doesn't lie to you. Every run or walk changes you. The more you go, the more you grow. So if you're worried about the economy, your job, or problems in your personal life, get out and go for a run or walk. You'll return with some endorphins courtesy of your exercise and a clear mind ready to face your problems. If you're looking for a group, we have 4 social runs a week. Red Rock Running Company, where every run is a good run and every walk is a good walk. Visit us online at rrrc.run.
Hi, you might know me from my other job, but I'm a business owner too. Here at Once Upon a Farm, we chose the new Capital One Venture X business card. With no preset spending limit, our purchasing power adapts to meet our business needs. Love it. And unlimited double miles means we earn more too. Sweet, right? And when we travel, we get access to over 1,300 airport lounges. I could get used to this. The Capital One Venture X business card. What's in your wallet?
HB Radio. HBRadioLV.com. Adomus Media Group, Las Vegas. Home of Good Morning, Wake Up with Jay Golden and friends.
Wake up, wake up.
Tune in Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 8 to 10 a.m. for your chance to win free gas.
Yeah, boy!
Only on Las Vegas's number one.
Number one.
Hip-hop internet station, HB Radio.
Was it on that beat?
Nope. Late at night, kiss me in the morning or late at night. Long as you come through, I'ma make it come over and over. I'ma treat you like I'm supposed to. You better never make no time for these niggas, 'cause when I ride, I'ma ride, ride with you. I can't fuckin' with nobody. I can't keep living like this, I can't. I tell her what it is and I tell her what it ain't. She know that I've been all on the walls like I paint. Told her at times I wanna give you trust, but I can't. Bitch, I really got it out the mud, climbing up the ranks. When they see me outside, I'm a high roller. I've been on a global jet, but nigga, I fly solo. And I got the Gucci splattered all on the knickknacks. 50 racks, I'm about to break her off like a Kit Kat. And a purse got F's like the wheels on the back. I just fucked off a million, but I still gotta say. Shorty know that I'm the realest, she know I be speaking facts. She know that I'm the same nigga that was pushing cat. She know I got the game, but I'm never gonna give it back. Every time that we fuck, I gotta run it back. Late at night, kiss me in the morning or late at night. Long as you come through, I'ma make it come over and over. I'ma treat you like I'm supposed to. You better never make no time for these niggas, 'cause when I ride, I'ma ride, ride with you. I told Shawty never get too comfortable. I like to feel like the pussy untouchable. I like to feel like it's never going one way. I like to see your body dripping, Eliante. I say I like the way I took you on a wave. I had you screaming my name. I late at night. Kiss me in the morning or late at night. Long as you come through, I'ma make it come over and over. I'ma treat you like I'm supposed to. You better never make no time for these niggas. Cause when I ride, I'ma ride, ride with you. Ride, 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 ride,
Yes, on air with A-Ron, HB Radio, Las Vegas's number one hip-hop internet station. A-Ron, Shannon, we got a special guest in the building, my brother. Man, I'm telling you, this guy, me and guys got to go way, way back. We got man in the building.
What do you do, A-Ron?
What's up, man?
What's going on,
my brother? It's good to see you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for pulling up.
Anytime, brother. You already know.
You are first artist that we've had on air with A-Ron, man.
Very first, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm making heartbreak history.
Yes.
That's great.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
What it do, though?
This is our second week here at our new home, HB Radio, and yeah, you're our first artist, man.
That's what's up, man. I'm honored.
Come on, welcome,
man. Appreciate you guys.
Man, I know we just celebrated the holidays like a couple weeks ago. How was your holiday, New Year's and your Christmas and all that?
It was really dope. You know what I'm saying? I have a 1 year old. She's about to be two.
Okay.
And this was her first like Christmas where she was looking forward to it. It was really like, you know what I'm saying? We got her a little slide in the backyard.
Nice.
We got her every toy we could get.
Wow.
And me and her mama went up too. So, you know.
There it is. I mean, when your dad is man, you know what
I'm
saying?
You feel me? Yeah.
Come on.
You gotta make it memorable.
You
man.
Already know you're gonna get that baby Rolex and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't doing all that.
Man.
We had a good time though. We had family over.
Dope.
Played games and just hung out, ate food and all that.
Yeah, now you're a Vegas local now, right?
Yeah, I'm out here, bro.
Yeah.
I'm really out here. It's like my second home for real, man.
You kinda eat back and forth to LA and
yeah, but I'm really like stomped down out here now.
Okay.
You feel me?
Yeah,
4 years, like right before the pandemic. So
okay.
Yeah.
How do you like being in Vegas?
I'm loving it.
I really
enjoy because it's always something to do.
Right.
You feel me? Like if I go on Instagram, let's say, I get all these things like Vegas locals and all this stuff like that people don't know about Vegas, like all these cool spots.
It's
like every week I'm finding something new to do. So
oh man,
it's always fun. You feel me?
Especially and the food out here.
The food.
It's like
I enjoy clubbing out here a little bit more than LA
too.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
What's your favorite nightclub that you like out here in Vegas?
I mean, Dre's is like a concert every time I go.
Yeah.
I performed at Dre's. I like the artist
that
be that. There.
With 50 Cent.
With 50,
come on,
yeah. Shout out to Five.
That.
Yeah, shout out to Five.
Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. You
come
know,
on.
A little like stunt.
A little flex.
Nah,
one
but
time.
Yeah, I like the pool parties as well.
Oh, for sure. You did the pool party out there.
Yeah, I did the pool party too. But you know where I want to go to live.
Oh yeah,
I really want to go to live. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Been
I haven't been
crazy.
There either. I haven't been to Fountain Blue yet, but you know,
I remember going in Miami, and
okay.
It was probably the most star-studded club
like the Grammys
I've ever.
In that bitch.
Bro, I'm talking about Busta Rhymes didn't have a table; he just chilling out.
Shit.
Oh,
that's what
wow.
I'm saying. So I was like, it was crazy. We was with Fat Joe and Khaled,
jeez.
me and Steve Lobel back in the day.
Look at him. Shout out Steve. What's up, Steve?
Anytime I get, man. Shout out Steve.
Yeah, for sure. Man, I've never been to live in Miami. I've never been to Fountain Blue, so this is gonna be my first time. But we definitely
when we going?
Yeah, let's go,
right,
man.
We going?
It's Saturday. We need to go. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Right after the show, we gotta head over there right there tonight.
Let's do it.
Roll the red carpet out, baby. Let's go. Yeah, man, so me and you go way, way back.
Way back, jerking.
Man, the jerking days.
Rejects and all that.
Yeah.
Like, when you had the mohawk.
Exactly.
You didn't know?
Shannon didn't even know me.
You didn't know about the mohawk?
Give me a picture. He hiding the mohawk.
I'm talking about the most epic, highest, tallest mohawk.
Stop it. Let him know.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Where are these
Shannon,
pictures?
There's a lot you don't know about me, baby.
That's a dark past.
I'm talking about, back in the day.
Yeah.
Talk about a dark past.
So me and man, we met, I think the first time we met was at the You're a Jerk video shoot, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And I remember we got introduced, and you introduced me to Mustard, too.
Yep.
That was Mustard was your DJ.
Yep.
And, yeah, man, it's just always been, you know, A1 since day one. Like, ever since we've said any words to each other, it's always been
love. It was a cool time back then, too, because it was LA's first young movement.
Right.
That wasn't about gangbanging. So it was like everybody was kind of just happy to be
that
out.
Party,
all
party.
The colors them they was wearing, you feel me? And it was just everybody was just, you know, out dancing. We was dancing. That was all it was about.
That's it. So, this is just a vibe.
That was a time for everybody, though. I was in Wisconsin, like, and that was just memorable.
That's where you from?
That's where I'm from.
That's where she's from.
So, and that was a memorable time. Like, everybody reflects on that era, like, so fondly. Like, everybody was happy.
Yeah, we was in the smack middle of it.
Like, so I can only imagine what that meant for y'all.
Yeah, it was big, man. Yeah. Shout out to everybody part of that movement.
Yeah.
You feel me?
There's a lot of, there's some real legends that came out of that.
YG came from that.
YG,
I remember, look, my 16th birthday party, I had a record deal already, right?
Uh-huh.
And I had a show at this spot called The Knitting Factory. YG opened up for me.
Oh, wow.
This is when he used to wear just leopard skinny jeans. And
leopard.
It was like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, what the hell? But after that, he became like, you know, who he is now.
Oh, yeah.
It was just watching that just been crazy, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the evolution, you just watching it all unfold.
From the beginning. From
that's
the
what I'm saying, the evolution of everybody in there, and the evolution of you too, man. Like, you staying out of all that, you know, still relevant to this day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I hear buzzing in the club still to this day.
That record's crazy.
I'm telling you, man, that shit is...
changed my life.
Yeah. Yeah. How old is that record now?
About maybe 12 years old. I was like... 18, 19 when it dropped.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm 32 now, so it's been like...
I don't even think Shannon knows that record.
I'm from Wisconsin. That's what I like to play.
I mean,
we're going to play it.
I was just going to say, I might know it, and I'm like, shit, this is the song. Yeah, so,
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. It's that's why when you pull up to the club all the time when I'm DJing, like, a lot of people don't know. That's why I always want to give you your flowers, you know?
But you know what? It's funny because for me, it's like the best of both worlds, because it's like nobody... I get to see how people really treat me and how people really are until they find out.
Yep.
Like, oh, that's your song. Then the whole... some people switch up. And that kind of just lets me know who you are.
Yeah,
And then other people, like, they be like, man, that's tight. And we already was cool before.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, you somebody I could rock with.
So. Right, right.
So after I hear it, I might switch up.
I'm hoping not.
You cool now. It'll be extra
right,
cool.
Right, I'm going to turn it up.
Shannon going to all of a sudden start sitting on your lap and shit. Like, hold on.
Nah.
Hey, your chair's over there. Nah. You know?
How did you get across the room? No, I'm
that's
just kidding.
Crazy.
I've seen shit like that. So I know exactly what you mean.
I'm telling you, it's a cold switch up.
Yeah.
It's cold.
But it's like... the industry, we see a lot of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I'm used to it. That's why for me, it's really cool living in this like middle where everybody knows me, but nobody knows me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a cool little spot to be in.
Yeah. You can like walk into a club, and if you don't want to be noticed, like,
exactly.
You won't
I could be
noticed.
Incognito.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
you
then
can
if
just
I want to turn it up, I'll go to the DJ, holler at the DJ.
Yep.
And then it start turning into something else.
Yeah. And then, you know, you get asked to perform or whatnot. Yeah, and then it's like, oh my God.
Once I perform, it's over with.
Yeah. Speaking of performance, and we were talking about Dre's, how did 50 like reach out to you about
you know what, it's really really crazy because I was chilling one day, like just chilling, hanging out, and I get a call from Steve, which is normal, you feel me,
right?
He called me and was just like frantic, hey man, what you doing? I'm like, I'm chilling, what's up?
Yeah.
I got 50 on the other line, hold on. I'm like, what?
Oh,
it's been like at least 7-8 years since I've been around him,
right.
You know, in my mind, I'm like, oh, what is going on? So he called me like, yo, man, what you doing? Come to L.A. and perform with me tomorrow. I'm like,
oh, shit.
Don't say no more.
Yeah,
you feel me? So
the
next day, I went out there and performed
with
him.
Was this for that tour he just had?
No, this was right before the tour. This was for a Grammy party or something. It was a party like for something he was involved in.
Okay.
And I went out there and performed with him, and he was introducing me to all these like...
Executives
at television.
Okay.
I think
like
it was
a power
Oscar party or something for TV.
Okay.
So he was just kind of just, you know, letting people meet me and just kind of like, yo, this is my boy, man. Me and a few other people, like Flo Rida was there, Neo.
Oh, dope. Okay.
All these different artists he's done records with.
Right.
And it was just, he just showed love. So after that, me and Yayo, you know, Tony
Yayo, yeah.
So me and Yayo just kind of just stayed in contact, and I was like, man, let me know when y'all come to Vegas.
Oh, okay.
So when he came to Vegas, it was like, man, pull up. So I pulled up. And it was just all love. As soon as I get to the section, 50 gave me one of his bottles.
Oh, man.
And
I
we just chilling.
Yeah.
What is that, Branson?
Yeah, the Branson
Cognac. Yeah, 50, what's up? We waiting for our bottle, baby. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So when they came to Vegas, Yayo reached out to you.
Well, me and Yayo just we're more in contact because 50's really busy. Like he's somebody right, that sure. you kind of gotta holla at people to holla at him.
For sure.
You feel me? But Yayo, somebody that I was smoking with, we was chopping.
You
it
guys
up.
Were yeah yeah yeah.
We kicking it and all that. You feel me? So he's just more so like. The real homie. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so shout out to Yayo, man. He always looking out for me, too.
What's something that's 50 said to you that's always, like, stuck with you? Like, whether it be some game,
50
some...
gave me the most game. I've worked shit. With a lot of different people. 50 gave me the most game. Me and Nipsey, actually, at the same time.
Oh, shit, okay.
He kind of just told us, basically, use the labels for what they're good for. Don't fall for the tricks they try to play. Because, you know, when you first signed or you got a record that's hot, they trying to be your best friend.
For sure.
But he right. like, don't be blinded by that. And kind of just, you know, just was teaching us that early on. This was like the buzzing video shoot.
Okay.
You feel me? And then other stuff too, like, you know, just to be smart with your money. You feel
yeah,
me? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Even like with jewelry, he kind of somebody that don't really... tell people like you know don't just get
something cool but
don't go crazy you
like
feel
that
me?
Big ass fucking Jesus right. piece yeah. that he has on yeah God, like damn
yeah I don't want to give all the secrets away but he right. really he's so smart he don't drink
for sure.
don't smoke he really on point you feel me right. but in a club he'll make you feel like he drunk he'll make you feel comfortable because he understands
so. Right
yeah. and I've read his book so he gave me even more
oh
book.
Shit yeah damn. What's yeah. the name of his book
I didn't Hustle know. Harder
okay oh shit
Yeah, and we the same sign, so that's just like my, you feel me?
Wow.
Everything you go through, I be like, I feel you, G.
So,
go ahead,
Shannon.
What sign that
cancer.
Was. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, cancer. Cancer gang.
What day is your birthday?
July 17th.
Oh, my dad's birthday is the 16th.
Oh, there it is.
I love cancer.
Sheesh.
We love people love us or hate us.
Yeah.
And they only hate us because they love us.
That's a fact.
Hated and loving the underdogs on top, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. 50, I feel like... Because we see him act reckless on Instagram, you know, he's about to get the strap shit, you know, he trolls a lot of people, you know, obviously, like, he had the, like, his whatever beef or fake beef with Kanye.
His public persona.
Right. Yeah, but it's like, I always hear stories from people, like, in the industry that he's a very intelligent person.
Yeah, intelligent, like, nice, and cool. He's just cool, and he'll turn into the life of the party. Like, when you around 50, shit. It's like his universe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He just turning you up, making you laugh, all that. Like, he a cool dude. Shout out to 50.
Do you think you and him will work on some music again? Like, has that been in talks or?
I don't know. I mean, music, I would say, I don't know. Because he's not even really focused on music.
Okay.
But I for sure hollered at him like, hey, I've been acting since I was like 5 years
old. Hey, there it is. Yeah.
You feel me? So put me up. I really want to do something when he comes to the West Coast.
Let's see like you on Power or something.
I was hoping they had Tommy go to Cali.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's what I
was,
because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I think
yeah,
he
yeah.
keep, from what it seemed like, he keep it real to where he's shooting at. So yeah, like New York, he got a lot of New York people.
Yep.
When
he went to like
Chicago, he got Jeremiah. He got people from Chicago.
True.
So when he come to Cali, I'm trying to be one of the first. You feel me?
Come on.
Of course, that's only right.
That would be sick.
Only right.
Yeah, I was hoping to do that Snoop Dogg thing he was talking about.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
let's talk about the late great Nipsey, man. How was it? You know, when did you and him meet?
I met Nip the day he got out of jail in like 2008 or not? No. Like 2007.
Oh, okay.
He got out of jail, and so Steve Lobel was managing him with Big U at the time.
Okay.
And the day he got out, Steve picked me up. We was in his car, and we pull up to Crenshaw and Slauson. And mind you, I'm from L.A. I'm born and raised from L.A.
Right.
I'm not just going to Crenshaw and Slauson. I'm from West L.A.
Yeah.
To be exact.
West Crenshaw LA, and Slauson, baby.
That's South Central.
Okay.
That's a whole different area. I'm used to what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't used to that. So I'm there with all these 6-0s. I'm just outside.
Yeah.
Still a kid. I'm like 16 years old.
Uh-huh.
And Nipsey bounced out, banged out. Like, this ain't the Nipsey everybody know. I'm talking about the real gangbanger.
Yeah.
Just out of jail.
Okay.
Turned up.
Like, Nipsey. Literally, he just got out like the day before type shit.
Yeah, bro. And it was just like, I was just shell-shocked. I was like, damn. Because he looked like a star. He looked like Snoop.
Damn, he didn't have the beard yet.
Like a real, like, just LA street dude, and I'm just like, damn, he really, that's crazy. I didn't even know the music like that.
Oh wow.
But I'm like, this who you sign? Like, okay, it's a gangster rapper for sure.
Yeah
So, you know, from that point on, I kind of was always around him just at events,
right?
And that's kind of how our relationship grew, because he went to my high school when he was young.
Oh shit.
So he like, man, a West LA nigga, he fly. That's what he on, Steve. Like, he was taking up for
he
me.
He sounds just like that too.
That's what he on, Steve. Like, he was taking up for me because they wanted me to go straight pop from the get go.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Straight Nickelodeon, Disney.
Okay.
And they like that. He was like, that's not who man is. Like, I know his type.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. But they ain't listen to him back then, so. Yeah.
Wow.
You feel me? But yeah, shout out to Nip, man. RIP Nip. That was my dog.
That's a living legend in his time, man.
Man, dog, that was crazy.
What's some game that Nip shared with you?
So Nip used to read a lot.
Okay.
And he used to read about like other type of things. Like, we'll be in the car and he'd be talking to Steve about some books he read about power and the power manifestation. This is back in the day.
Oh, this is before people was even on it.
Yeah, and I was just like, man, that's crazy. And I remember one thing he said. He was like, I got the potential to be the biggest, like, not just on some West Coast shit, just one of the biggest, most influential rappers ever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I believed him back then. This is before anybody believed him.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, the way he said it, it sounded for real. And then there was a lesson I learned too in the studio. We was out with Khaled and the Runners. And I was so excited to be in with the Runners. I'm recording. I'm just recording.
Right.
Going crazy. Yep. The first day we there. Nip didn't record till the third day. Had the same beat on repeat, taking his time.
Okay.
But when he recorded, everyone stopped. Wow. Everybody stopped. And it just taught me, like, take your time. Don't rush. Because you're excited, don't do it. Just do the best that you can, and that's gonna make a bigger difference than just pumping out records. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was something I always like. Was like, man,
quality over quantity.
Yeah. After that, I never really was rushing my records. Like, I'm fast, but I still take my time to perfect it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's man. I feel like that dude is really his mind is operated on a different level, you know what I mean? Like, early on, you know what I mean? I
was just lucky to be around him, bro.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying? Like, for real. I was around him before, and I was around him when he was making Victory Lap, but this time it was through Buddy.
Okay, yeah.
You know,
Buddy
out of Compton.
Yep.
They had the same producers, and Buddy's like my little homies from like AGC, my acting school I went to.
Nice.
When I was younger. So we got to kick it later on in his career, and the Nipsey then was so different from the Nipsey back in the day. He was laughing. We was talking. We was looking at YouTube videos. Before, it wasn't even. We couldn't do that because he was so hard. He was so in his gangbanging.
Right,
couldn't
break
character.
Yeah.
But when I was in those sessions, I got to see a different side of Nip, and I was like, that's what's up. That's growth.
I think his relationship too with Lauren London like kind of brought the softer side of him out. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And then he had his children.
I mean, he was growing up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And
he was doing it in the industry, still respected.
Right.
In the streets, he was doing it the right way.
Right.
You feel me? So
I think it's important to see that transition, though, especially for like young people in general, like to see the transition from like being hard and not being able to break character, like you said, and then becoming a man but still be respected and still be able to be who you are, because like you say, he was talking about manifestation and all that stuff when it wasn't that cool, and still people kind of like shy away from the subject and like, oh, you like crystals and like to be able to stand on your own shit and be like, this is what I believe in, and that's powerful.
No, it really is. I think he really influenced a lot of people out of LA.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
right.
A lot of the rappers now, you see a lot of independent rappers knowing they worth, knowing not to sign that first deal.
Yeah.
Knowing that they, you know what I'm saying? Even talking about different ways to release music.
Right.
Everyone, we all got that from Nip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I think, and then there's like those old interviews that surfaced up where he's teaching about getting like real estate and shit like that, like focusing on opening
stuff
up businesses.
Stuff that I'm into now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
like the longevity of being in this career, not just doing music, having multiple streams of income and getting into different things.
Yeah,
and
man, crypto, all that.
It
was one of the first rappers I heard talking about crypto.
Wow.
I didn't get it then, but now that's all I'm on.
That's what's up, man. Yo, we're gonna have more with Man. We're gonna take a quick break, and we got more with the young legend of his time. You know what I'm saying? Man in the building. It's On Air with A-Ron, HB Radio, Las Vegas' number one hip hop internet station.
Full of honey, shorty, what it do?
I wanna know.
Fill my cup to the top. we don't want no gin and juice. But you know a party ain't a party without the Henny and 42.
Man, smoke good, drink good, baby, what a life.
What a life.
If I hit it once, but I can hit it twice. I'ma drink it straight, I don't need the ice. Got it on my neck and wrist, watch it hit the light. Shine it, in the spot, got the party locked. Grinding on Lil Shawty, got her body hot. Popping what we pop, don't try to tell me stop. Get a waitress, my cup, fill it to the top. Turned up like it's my G-Day. A real one, sending shots to the DJ. Going hard, I've been working on the weekday. Now it's the weekend, that's when we play. Ayy, my girl bad, looking like a joint. Fellas hating on me, chicks hating on her. If you ain't got no haters, baby, what's the point? I'm Eric Bellinger, if they ain't looking on
the body jumping right now. Ooh, I'm with the crew, so what's the move? I'm on the way with the top down. Pocket full of honey, shawty, what it do? Fill my cup to the top, but we don't want no gin and juice. Nah. Cause you know a party ain't a party without the Henny and 42.
Look. I'm trying to get you drunk, not tips. Look in my eyes when you take the shot with me. Tell your girl slide through, the homies friendly. Cause we all got money and we spend it. Pulling up in Benzes, shut down the entrance. Baby is a 10 piece, I'm showing interest. Drink it till it's empty. Then she throw it back, throwing up west side. Where California at? I'm out Vegas at Dre's, hit the after dark. Usually I'm on the light, tonight I'm off the dark. All night we've been going hard. What happened after the club? That's my favorite part.
Can't nobody take these shots. Can't nobody hold it down. Oh no, I got to keep on drinking. Can't nobody take these shots. Can't nobody hold it down. Oh no, you got to keep on drinking.
Everybody
jumping right now. Ooh, I'm with the crew, so what's the move? I'm on the way with the top down. Pocket full of honey, shawty, what it do? We don't want no gin and juice.
Nah.
You know a party ain't a party without the Henny and 42.
Man.
Body jumping right now. Ooh, I'm with the crew. So what's
the... on air with On Air with A-Ron.
Up in the mix like that, and I know you like it when it's just like that. All the girlies just love my swag, from my kicks to the way I fix my hat. I'm back, fresh like some new J's. Brody got next, NBA 2K, I'm 2K. Shaded with some ladies, reppin' my city. West LA, baby, West LA made me this way. Two rules, stay fresh, homie, get paid. Hey, never broke and never bummy. I'm from where it's forever sunny, and I feel like
money. Man, I feel like money. They come around like honey. They come around like honey. Cause I'm fly like a bee.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I got them all buzzing.
Feel. Only new artist with an old school deal. Taught the game by Steve Lobel. So we always win, don't receive no L's. New girls act like they know me so well, but I shows no love and be like, oh well. When my album drops, sure as hell gon' sell. Stack cash and laugh like L.O.
Man, I feel like L-O. Money. Man, I feel like money. They attracted to me.
Oh,
they come around like honey. They come around like honey. Cause I'm fly like a bee.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I got them all buzzing. In your town, 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 they go. Yeah, yeah, it's going down, 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 they go. Yeah, yeah. Shouting in my ear, saying all the things that I wanna hear.
Buzzing,
and as the night ends, I'ma have her and get all her friends.
Buzzing,
okay. Hands in the air,
yeah.
From the back to the front, everywhere.
Buzzing,
throwing out 20s, throwing out 100s. Ladies gotta love it.
Man, I feel like money.
Man, I feel like
Yeah, yeah, it's going down, down, down they go.
Oh my God. Yeah. Such a legendary record right there, man.
Yeah.
So what's that, 12 years old, you said?
Yeah, man.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You were what, 18 when that song came out?
18.
That's crazy. So yeah, 12 crazy. Plus 18? No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah, I'm like, oh, what? Hey, are we doing
math? Yeah. No. So that song changed your life, right?
Heck yeah.
Man. So yeah. Talk about the time of your life during when that song came out. Like,
so I mean,
you was touring like crazy.
So what happened is, originally my label Def Jam, they wasn't behind the record at first, because they just, you know, they're not on the West Coast, they're East Coast based,
right,
label. So
right,
we had to push together the record to E-Man at Power 106. Shout out to E-Man. And he kind of just started playing it in the mornings.
Okay.
Just by itself,
yeah,
just off the love.
Man. Yeah.
So that was already a win. I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then after that, like maybe 5 weeks into the record playing in the morning, I get a call saying that 50 hopped on it.
Oh man.
Random. Damn.
So once we got the 50 version, I mean, stuff just started happening. Like everything you could think of. Like the song was number one heat seeker on Billboard.
Wow.
Then I'm hearing the song is like number three on the Billboard charts in London.
Wow.
So
that's, yeah, in a whole nother country.
Yeah, so it's like, this is before I traveled, before I did anything. Like,
yeah.
So I was doing promo tours for radio, and then I start going overseas. And for 2 years straight, I'm overseas just touring the record.
Wow.
Like that,
yeah,
was like
amazing,
my main market. That's still my main market. It's
right,
overseas. So.
Right. You still like do like shows out there, right?
Yeah, I did a whole month in Australia. I was in Japan, Thailand.
Wow.
Where else I go? I think that's it. Oh, I was supposed to do New Zealand, but we didn't do it. But
okay,
yeah, it was a whole month, bro.
Man,
yeah, it was crazy.
Does it feel crazy where it's like you can come out here and, I mean, obviously people know you, but when you go out there, they treating you like you a
king.
Fucking god.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. But to me, it's just kind of like they just enjoy music a little bit more out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like out here, we like music. But a lot of people I know ain't really tripping off going to concerts, spending money. Like,
unless
you a top artist, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But out there, they trying to see all this stuff that they missed.
Yeah, they don't get access to a lot of artists.
Just
and stuff
to see
there.
You being in their face, like just from America,
right?
And you have a record, they're like, bro, you're a legend.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
It's like out there, they really give it up and they make you feel good. They party with you.
Yeah,
it ain't really
all the
VIP culture out there.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
all dance flow, all
nice,
all just giving it up. You feel me?
What's your favorite place to visit
to?
And perform? Yeah,
Australia is pretty fun. Like,
okay,
I be having a lot of fun in Australia.
Australia, mate.
Yeah. Shout out to Melbourne.
Oh, Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne. So Melbourne is like the party area,
okay,
and the Sydney is kind of more business, but they both have clubs. But Melbourne, they going crazy.
Have you been to the Culture Kings out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's my shout out to the Culture
After,
Kings fans.
Actually, speaking of that, I went to the Culture. You wasn't there when I went.
Oh, here
you
are.
I went and got a whole bunch of stuff before tour, went out there and let them know.
Oh, shit, okay.
And they was loving it. They was like so happy that I was showing love. So,
yeah,
man,
yeah,
shout
yeah.
out to Culture Kings.
Yeah.
Yep.
Going back on Buzzin', that mm-hmm. video too, you was in the car with Nip and Steve, right?
Yeah, just Nip, me and Nip.
Oh, just you and just, okay.
Yep. I had Justin Credible in the video.
Yeah,
that was the
Justin,
first
man.
Video Justin Credible ever did too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's a legendary video right
yeah,
there, boy.
Yeah.
It reminded me of like the New Boys days, like
yeah.
just partying, dancing, like
yeah.
vibes and showing LA culture. And
yep. As much as I could, like I wanted to make the video a little bit more like real to where I'm from,
right?
But it was like, you know, I was assigned to the label, so they wanted to make it more like,
yeah,
just kind of like for the kids. But we was on Fairfax,
yeah,
we was like right by Supreme, we
yeah.
was right over there before like I Future and all that. Like,
yeah,
Tyler the Creator was there literally
at
on
the video
block.
Shoot,
he was on, he didn't get in the video,
oh, okay, but he was there at the shoot, or
he was there,
yeah.
and he was just like, what's up? And that was like the first time me and him ever chopped it up.
Oh, wow,
because Fairfax was the block.
Yeah,
like if
yeah.
you was anybody, if you was Fly, any of that, you was kicking it on Fairfax.
On Fairfax for sure.
But that's what I wanted to get, but they didn't want to show the streets. They really didn't want people to know I was from LA. Like that was their hope. They thought it was gonna scare people off.
I feel like they're trying to, you know how like they want to market you
yeah, they didn't
to
want,
a certain brand or
bro,
demographic.
The fact that I got to say West LA Baby on that record was like me fighting. Like,
wow, really?
Yeah.
They wanted you to swap
they
the
just
words
didn't,
out?
They didn't want anything to sound like it was California, anything. You feel me? That's
they
why
didn't want it to be a regional
that's
record.
That's why they wasn't behind the record originally.
Oh,
we had to do that.
I see.
Yeah. But it's so important to stay true to who you are. At least a facts. Little bit of my, like,
yeah.
who I am.
Yeah, man, yeah, come on.
That's, let me say West LA.
Like, because yeah. I'm from a city, you know, I'm from LA. Like, it's right. gangbanging. It's all that in my section. And, but we didn't have nobody. We didn't have no Snoop Dogs. We didn't have nobody putting on for right. West LA.
Right.
So that song got me cool. Like, all the gangsters love me. Nice. All the street, all the, everybody out there, they rock with love. Me because of that by itself. That's why I never had to gangbang. That's why I never had right. to do nothing, because it right. was like, you did enough for us.
Yeah.
You feel me? And that's still to this day.
I think people fail to realize, like, sometimes, like, just representing LA as a whole, not, mm-hmm. like, you don't have to gangbang and stuff, but, yeah. like, I think, like you said, the record labels didn't realize, like, me yeah. saying, like, just let mm-hmm. me just say where I'm from at least, yeah. you know, just yeah. that little bit does a lot.
Yeah, man.
It gives a lot of people hope in.
Yeah,
know?
Especially if you're doing it different.
Exactly.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of people put, like early on, obviously we you know, we known YG from when the Jerkin days and stuff, like they were trying to put him in a box.
He didn't,
you know?
When he first came out, I remember he was saying he didn't gangbang, and I'm like, you're lying.
I
know
yeah.
you fool. Like yeah, I remember yeah. he was really doing crazy stuff, like yeah. as a teenager.
But they didn't want to portray him to the media.
Yeah, but you can't tell somebody tell the That's world true. You gangbang. I
yeah.
get that.
Yeah.
But when he dropped My Crazy Life,
yeah.
And that's when he kept it real, told his real story.
BPT was on there, like
he went crazy.
Yeah, yeah. He said
that's when the world really started loving him. You feel me? But it was the way he told the story.
Yeah,
and it's just about telling the story.
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
Is has your daughter heard any of your music, or is she know yeah. who like that you're an artist?
It's starting to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I'll be chilling, and I'll be on Instagram, and something like one of my videos, or like you know something come up, and she'd be like, my daddy.
Aww.
I'm like, oh
yeah.
shit. Okay.
I'm like, yeah, that is me. You see what I'm doing?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really tight, man. I really want her to come to shows though, to really see. Right now she ain't really seen me in action.
Right. How old is she?
She's about to turn 2 in
okay.
February.
Okay, damn. She's about to be terrible too, boy.
Nah, it's terrible now, dog. She going crazy.
We already
shout
there.
Out Nas. She going crazy, bro. Yeah. She's like a natural performer, and it's so weird.
Wow.
Because I'm like, I didn't teach you that, but you doing stuff that
it's in her blood, you know what I'm saying?
She dancing, all sorts of stuff. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
But she doing it.
Do you like want to have more kids? Like,
yeah, at some point.
Okay. Because I know you got married too, right?
Yeah,
man. Congrats.
That's
We right now we enjoying where it is, because like that first year was not tough,
right?
But it was tough. Like as any parent know, that first year we had to get used to being parents and not
right,
because we met when me and my wife met, we was going out, we was going crazy, you know.
Yeah, I remember.
We was going out. Moved, yeah, so
yeah,
was,
man hit me up, was like, yo, I'm in town now, like where you at? Like he was pulling up to
we
the club
going
a lot.
Crazy. That was like our whole thing, was we go out turn up and have fun. So now we kind of getting back to it,
right?
And it's like we don't want to cut it short yet, but now I want somebody to play with, so
yeah,
we have to get her a puppy or something.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, no, 100%.
I think a lot of parents do, like that first year, like you kind of relearn yourself too, though, is what's crazy, because now you like getting to know dad, you getting to know mom her, so it's like relearning each other.
I'm finding new voices I ain't know I could.
Exactly.
I'm stern, I'm doing all that.
Hey, who I think I am? Yeah.
Hey, what you doing? Nah, but it's cool, and I definitely want her to have a sibling, because I'm an only child.
Oh, okay.
So I grew up just kind of me and my mom. So
yeah,
I do know, like there'll be days I remember, the older I got,
right,
there'll be days I'll be chilling, my mom be at work, I'm like, I ain't say a word to nobody.
Damn.
I'm just quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
oh, that's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I definitely want her to have someone to play with.
Is she I know she's about to be 2, but is she like on, like, I mean, she probably got an iPad and watched, like, you know. Is she like on TikTok, or does she see like what TikTok is about or anything?
No, she ain't gonna know social media for her like
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah.
She can watch like cartoon dances and stuff like that, but I'm not, and sometimes she'll see my phone if I'm something, but I'm not,
because
really
I feel like this new generation, like my daughter, she's 12, she's about to be 13, next month, and I'm having to It's a struggle for me trying to kind of step back and let her be a young woman.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to like her being on TikTok when she was like 6 or 7 and doing dances and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's almost like I gotta. She's not like a little kid anymore. Like she's getting into a.
At that age, I for sure feel you. Like that's something. Right. That's a transition.
Right.
That you got, because I'm not really looking forward to it. Where she's like, oh, dad, get off. You feel me? Like
I'm that's how my daughter is. Like, she don't want to hang out with me. Like, you know, it hurts, but you know,
I believe it, bro. Yeah.
I think those first few years you got a lot of control, and it's important to like establish that control and be like, this is what you watch. This is how we do it. Yeah, so like later on when they are 12 and 13, you trust them. You okay, I think I laid the foundation, right?
Yes, exactly.
We going in the right direction. Hopefully you do it right. So
we're definitely trying to make sure she stay a kid as long as she can.
Of course, of course, and enjoy it. You know, enjoy being a man's daughter.
There it is.
What's next for you, bro? Like, I know we in this new year.
Yeah.
Like, what do you got planned? What are your goals for 2024?
So I got a project I'm about to drop January 23rd is dropping in to all DS. No, sorry, it's dropping on the Web 3.
Okay.
So I'm dropping a project called It's Over With.
Okay.
And that features a lot of the homies from the city, Big Sad.
Dope.
Blue Flag, 1900, West Side Cash, a lot of people from my section.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, for me, it's like a, just like a love letter slash like a breakup letter with the city, if that makes sense.
So, okay.
Yeah, just because the city been doing so much, like we, like in 2017, I put out Fairfax and Pico, which is like a, which is like the bat signal for West LA. Like,
okay,
I'm back. It's like, we going crazy.
Yeah.
From that, birthed a whole lot of new rappers from my section.
Right.
And I've been doing the most I could to just bring peace and bring, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody, they all street, but we could bring it all together and rock. And it's just been so much beef, so much, like, it's been going crazy. So it's like, for me, it's over with. Like, y'all got it at this point. I'm just kind of just, you know, I love y'all. I love the city, but I got to move on. You feel me? So that's this project. After this, I'm going all Pitbull, Flo Rida. I'm going, you feel me? I'm going crazy. I'm
all party.
Yeah, but this is like my last little, like, I'm letting West LA know, like, look, this is how I feel.
Yeah.
And I'm letting all the haters, you know what I'm saying, know, like, this where I'm from. But at the end of the day, it's also like, man, I'm out.
That's what's up. I can't wait to hear it, man.
Yeah, it's deep. It's deep, but it's really dope. It's a lot of party records as well, too. Mm-hmm. And it's just, but it's West Coast.
Right.
That's the thing. This project is really for L.A.
That's what's up.
Yeah, anybody west side of Texas, really.
Okay. Are you into like New Year's resolutions and shit like that? Do you do that? Like,
yeah, I am.
What are like some of your like New Year's resolutions or goals?
Well, I'm not smoking right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not smoking. I've been smoking since 16.
Yeah.
Really, the first time I smoked weed was 12.
Oh shit.
You feel me? But
and you usually smoke like every day or
consistently since
16. Oh shit. So when's the last time you smoked?
The day before New Year's.
Oh shit!
31st, yeah.
Okay.
New Year's Eve, yep.
That's a big accomplishment for real.
Yeah, no, for real.
Yeah.
Especially doing it since 12 years old.
Oh yeah.
I'm so nervous. My daughter's 12. I'm like, I hope to God you ain't fucking smoking.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, it's something like, it's not like I think it's really bad for you. It's just something I feel like being sober is the new high for me. Like,
if that
makes sense. Like living life and feeling everything and not really like taking that 20-minute smoke break is kind of new for me, but I'm enjoying it. I feel sharper for sure.
Right. I feel like too is not being on social media so much. Having to post everything all the time. Like you said, like you want to be in the moment. You want to enjoy and not have to like be high to do it or whatever.
Yeah.
Like me, it's like I want to enjoy moments and not have to post it all the time.
I feel that for sure too. Yeah.
Like just enjoy the moment.
I've always been like that. Like for me, I gotta go even harder on social media because I'm so in the moment a lot of time when it comes to my phone.
Right.
I don't be liking to pull my phone out. Like in moments like when I'm with 50 or anybody
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
I need to be taking pictures.
For sure.
I'm someone that just be like, man, this is for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
so it's like you train yourself one way so hard.
Yeah.
But it's important to not lean so deep one way. Like you have to find that balance. And I think for me, speaking of New Year's resolution, like finding that balance is important. You know?
Yeah, 100%.
Not trying to lean so far this way that you forget about this way. It's like, you know what? Let me take pictures when I need to.
Exactly.
Let me post it when I'm like, you know what? This is good for me.
Yeah.
And let me not forget also to be like, I appreciate this.
That's what I'm saying. Like we need it for our jobs. Yep. You know what I'm saying? We need to like document certain things and we need to, but it's like, like you said, Shannon, like you got to balance, because like sometimes you could be you're hanging with 50 and you're enjoying the moment, and then like you want to 10 years later you want to be like, damn, I had dinner with him, and I don't have, you want to show your daughter that you ain't got no pictures, and you ain't got no, you know what I'm saying? But
so,
like,
balance, I think that's a good word. That's a that by itself is something I want to, I think we should all focus on
for for the new year. Balance is definitely man. We have a special game that we're gonna play with you.
Let's do it.
And we got that coming up next. It's called Aaron's Wheel of Fun. We're gonna get into that right after this quick break. So man, I'm telling you, this thing is game changer.
Where the wheel at?
Game, we bringing it out right now.
We gotta have our lucky assistant bring it out.
Exactly.
There it is.
Let's take this quick break, and we'll get into Aaron's Wheel of Fun. Man, make sure you guys keep it locked right here. It's On Air with Aaron, HB Radio, Las Vegas' number one hip hop internet station.
Nice, be full of action. Bad bitch, add her to my faction. Fairfax, where I get my fashion. Playboy, I should own the mansion. West side, better understand it. I might take your bitch, I'm a bandit. Geeked up on another planet. I get money, that's automatic. I'm so fly, that's autopilot. Drip down, I ain't got no stylist. I double up, I flip the product. I just play the game how they taught us. I step on the scene and go dumb. I can't feel a thing, I'm so numb. Leave it to me and get done. It's easy to see I'm the one.
Add it up, something about addition that gives me satisfaction. I don't want subtraction, I need all that action.
We can get it cracking. Hope you see what I see. You should give it to me. Girl, I want the whole thing, not a fraction or a piece, baby. We can get it cracking. We can get it cracking. Love. Now, all my ladies in the place with style and grace. I ain't cap to save a hoe. I don't sport no cape. I'm from West LA. I call that home base. And I'm a young rap star, baby. I don't chase. I replace them if they broke. No, this ain't no joke. Whole G in the game, so I am what I smoke. It's no effort on these beats, boy. I damn near float. If you tryna get some money, I'm the man to approach.
Add it up. Something about addition that gives me satisfaction. I don't want subtraction. I need all that action.
Hope you see what I see. You should give it to me. Girl, I want the whole thing, not a fraction or a piece, baby.
Action.
We can get it cracking. We can get it cracking.
We can get it cracking. On air with Aaron.
Yeah. On Air with Aaron, HB Radio, Las Vegas' number one hip hop internet station. Aaron, maybe Shan, we got my brother Man in the building. And it is that time.
Aaron's Wheel of Fun.
Yes. Aaron's Wheel of Fun, man. And so you see that wheel right in front of you, man. There's a few things on there, as you can see. There's karaoke, there's truth or dare, there's arm wrestle with Aaron, top five, under five, and there's what's on your IG. So let's go ahead and spin that thing, and let's see where it lands on, man.
Let's do it.
Go ahead. Karaoke. Oh, man.
Okay.
You a bit of a singer.
Singer?
Yeah.
I can hold a note.
Man. So I think I have a song here, and I'm hoping you know the words. And I know you're a rapper, but I think maybe like this this song. Let's see if I can cue it up and see if you
let's
can.
Let's see. Carry on.
Oh, hey. You got this. Go ahead.
All right, hold up. What? Before my mama start bitching about my friends, about to. And damn near went blind. Young niggas in the path throwing up gang signs.
Hey.
Ran in the house, grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip.
Hey.
Bailed outside, pointing my weapon. Just as I thought, them fools kept stepping. Jumped in the car, hit the juice in my ride.
What we doing?
I got front, back, and side to side.
Hey.
Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit, buying WA.
Uh-huh.
It was gangsta at the top of the list.
Okay.
Then I play my old shit, it went something like
this.
Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Shocking the bitches. Slapping the hoes.
Uh-huh.
Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there cold, shooting some hoops.
Hey.
A car pulls up, who can it be?
Uh-huh.
A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G.
Okay.
He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GT. Cause the boys in the hood is always hard. Come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Hey.
Okay.
That's like one of my favorites right here.
Let's see if you know the second verse. Everybody knows the first verse.
What? Jump. Beat jump.
We got man in the building, y'all.
Hold up. Damn, okay, how it go? We can beat jump. Yeah, motherfucker say, Donald B's in the place to give me the place. He said my man JD was on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal my Alpine. Take him up the street and call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the is always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Ooh.
Hey.
Yeah. Man, I gotta give it to him, man.
Okay,
he got
cool,
it. He got it. He got it, guys. Shout out to man.
Thank God, because that third verse is gonna get tricky. Tricky.
Man, thank you so much for being here, bro.
No, thank you for having me, man. Thank you too. Nice to meet you too,
Shannon. Of course. It was great meeting you.
Much success for you in the new year.
Appreciate you.
Once again, shout out to the new project and when it's dropping.
It's over with. Dropping everywhere February 6th, but it's gonna be on Web3 January 23rd. Don't worry about nothing.
There it is. Last minute shout outs before we get out of here.
Shout out to my family. Shout out to West LA. The city, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to always love the city. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying? Anybody who support me, I really appreciate the support over the years. Y'all keep me going. And yeah, man, we about to get this thing cracking, man.
Yeah,
2024.
Man. Yes, sir. We appreciate you so much, man. Thanks you for just being, you know, the stand-up dude day one we met. Like, you know, 10 plus years into the end of the game and our friendship. It's like we just met in your music video shoot.
We still vibing, hanging out, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shannon, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate
you
all the time.
Always.
Man, Shannon, before we get out of here, let everybody know where they can get some free gas real quick.
Definitely. So we've got your chance to win a $50 gas card every Friday on Good Morning Wake Up. All you have to do is call in Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. with the keyword gas.
Yeah.
The winner will be announced every Friday morning on Good Morning Wake Up. For more details, go to hbradiolv.com/contest rules.
There it is.
Man, that's
Shannon.
Fly. Y'all giving out gas.
I'm telling you, man.
That's crazy.
That's why I wanted to come over here, because the free gas that I'm still trying to win, and I'm an employee here.
You've been calling with different voices.
I'm calling Shannon, in after I leave.
Shannon, shut up, Shannon.
Crazy.
Man, but Shannon, go ahead and shout out your Instagram and where people can find you and slide
in
your DMs.
Of course, So my Instagram is maybeshannon_, so maybeshannon_. That's all platforms. Make sure you follow me. If you slide in my DMs, you might not get a response if you own that. I don't mess around. We run a tight
unless you
shit.
Attach some of that Cash App next to it.
I know that's right. No, I'm just
Shannon, you coming out with me and Manta? We're going to live right after this.
Yeah, stop it.
We come sliding.
On. Let's we go. Outside. Fuck
Let's
it.
Let's do it.
Fuck it.
Let's do it. Don't forget to follow at On Air with Aaron. Follow HB Radio LV. Yeah. Also, you can follow me at @IMA_Ron. Man, thank you guys for rocking with us.
Can I show my Instagram?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Make sure y'all follow me at MANN_WestLA. tap in.
There it is. Of course. Shout out to Remy holding it down behind the camera. Shout out to DJ Heartbreaker, the whole fam, HB Radio. We'll see you guys next time, man. Let's go to live, man. Let's go. Come on.
On air with A-Ron.